goes. But no, it's, you know, I just shake my head sometimes. I think, you know, what he's been able to achieve that way. 5 Ryder Cups, 4 President's Cups, you know, the Masters, and then the Open Championship. And it's just crazy. So I still kind of sometimes just have to pinch myself.
I know it. Yeah. I know. He's got a home game this weekend at the Deer. And yep. Then he's going to Royal Birkdale, right, for the Open Championship. And
correct.
He has played there before, right? And he said yesterday that he really enjoys that type of golf. The links
no
sort of play.
I think it's his favorite golf.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah, you have to think through it more. And, you know, I mean, you remember he made the comment 2 years ago when we went at St. Andrews. He just never thought of that venue as the one in that rotation that would be good for him. But, you know, I think he hit wedges into about 50% of all those par fours, and obviously you get put a wedge in his hand, and if he's playing the wedges like he normally does and putts fairly decent, he's got a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, he likes this golf. He loves the Open Championship, no question. I know he's looking forward to it, and hopefully get a little confidence going this week too. And
yeah.
At the Deer, and then we'll see what happens. He wants to make the President's Cup team. I know he's a ways down, so he's going to have to get something going this next 6, 7, 8 weeks. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and
it's the time to do it.
Yep, try to get that going. He was on the team when they won a couple years ago in Korea, and talked about that with Davis Love III over at the clinic on Monday. And
yeah.
You going to make it over the John Deere, or are you watching the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there. We'll get there on Friday. I'll miss Thursday, but we'll get there on Friday.
All right.
And then stay with the family over the weekend where Zach's staying at one of the hotels there, and have a good, you know, have a good time, have a couple good meals that night, and go swimming with the grandkids, all that kind of thing.
I've got my Sunday tickets ready to go. Last time I was there, it was the 5-hole playoff last time I went on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was thrilling.
Yeah, well, that was when was that when Jordan Spieth won?
Yeah, that was Spieth's first win, and it was he and Zach, yeah. And I think Brian Harman, right?
Yeah.
In that final, they had the playoff holes.
No, that was, I think it was the kid from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And,
is it Hearn?
Yeah, and then Harman won a couple years later.
Right.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, and Harman.
Spieth won twice in a row, I think.
Yeah, they've had great winners, though, over the years. And kind of got Brian Harman going, got Jordan going, of course. And Zach loves playing over there. So,
well, you know, and it's the last tournament you can qualify for the British Open. So, you know, it worked out great for Spieth. It worked out great for Harman. And a few other guys in the past, the same thing. So
right.
It's a reason they still get a pretty good field, and this year the purse is up higher, and I think that the winner gets $1 million or somewhere in that range, so it's
wow. A
pretty yeah. good reason to get there.
Amazing.
And the yeah. claret jug, so.
And the claret jug, yeah.
All right. Hey, Dave, appreciate the time, and have fun this weekend over in the Quad Cities, and always a pleasure talking with you, and boy, great job by everybody on Monday and Sunday night as well. It was a great gala and a great tournament again this year.
You bet. It sure was. Yep. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this here on KGYM.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Listen. Hear that? Well, neither can anyone else. It's what a couple hundred shipmates aboard a 300-foot Navy submarine sound like to those who threaten freedom on the seas. Designed by the world's strongest naval force to be neither seen nor heard, America's Navy. Learn more at Navy.com.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you on Caddy Smack 339 here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, Brian Haas, all in studio here. And thanks to Dave Johnson for joining Rick and I a little bit earlier on and talking about the festivities at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic that took place on Tuesday at the Elmcrest Country Club. It was a great day had by all. And Brian, welcome. Good to see you. How you been?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. And we were talking about it before we got started here and during the break as well. Of course, the deer coming up this week. And by the way, if you have a question for Brian, love to hear from you out there. Golf question, question about your game, whatever the case may be, give us a call because right now our text line is apparently down nationally. We use a national text line. And they are having some problems with it. So please give us a call, 319-366-1600. We will do old-fashioned communication here today.
Right, we actually talk to each other.
That's right. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call. But the deer is coming up this week. They had the qualifying on Monday. And
some great golf.
If people didn't hear the story, it involved former Hawkeye Stephen Eim.
Right.
Unfortunately, on the wrong end of things, but man, there was something that rarely happens in the world of golf, and it happened though in the qualifier.
Yeah, to hole out from the fairway to win the playoff in a qualifier, that's amazing. So unfortunately, Stephen was on the wrong end of that hole out, and didn't make it through the qualifier. But a local assistant golf professional, and I don't know him, from Pinnacle Country Club, I guess.
Yeah, his name's Kurt Slattery. He went to Western Illinois, and he's the assistant pro, as you said, Brian, at Pinnacle, where they held the qualifier. And it was his eighth time trying to get in the event.
Good for him. That's exciting. Wow. And then to do it in that exciting fashion to hole out from the fairway. You know, I feel bad for Steven, and, you know, you work hard, you know, like that golf professional did, to eight times trying to get through it. And then to lose by someone holing out, but on the other end for him, you know, holing out from the fairway to get in and finally making it through, that's an exciting day.
Sean McCarty from Brown Deer also in that playoff, he fell short. So
right, yeah, it's hard to beat a two from the fairway.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to beat eagle.
Yeah, right. That's right. I forgot about that. He eagled to get into the playoff.
Eagled to get into the playoff, and then eagled his first hole.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy good.
Yeah. Something we don't usually have to worry about at that point. But the deer is coming up, and it's a fun event. And it's a pretty darn good field for the deer this year. And eight of the top 30 in the FedEx Cup point standings are there. Zach tees off early tomorrow. Bubba Watson and that group goes off in the afternoon, so flip-flop on Friday. So if you are making your plans, and a lot of people I know in our area do, get there early tomorrow.
Yep, and another local golf professional of ours, Darren Fisher, from the Rathburn Golf Course, or Lake Rathburn, and he's 9:10, I think, tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Wonder what that would be like to line up at a PGA event. I mean, I'm never going to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
But
I have goosebumps for him. Look at that.
I know.
I do. Look at that. And, you know, just thinking about it. So Darren was in my studio last week. We did a little bit of work and got some things in order for him. And he's ready. He's excited. He's got family coming to watch. You know, that it's that important to them, you know, even as a club professional.
Crazy. Crazy. And you got to have the breath control going.
Yes. Yeah. Probably in our cases, when we make it, you know, like a week or two earlier.
We've all been to the deer. Rick, I was going to ask you, are you a guy that walks around the course? Or I think when I go, I stick between 15 and 18 usually. Mm-hmm. Maybe hop over to 9 and 10 a little bit. But there's some holes I've never seen. Despite the fact I've been there multiple times.
I mix it up. I've gone, I didn't make it last year, but I've gone seven or eight times. And I've been pretty lucky because I have two or three guys in mind when I'm going. And they're usually on 18 or 15 when you get up to the clubhouse. But I'll follow a group around for a while and then cut over and follow somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, just whatever I feel like that day. But I'm going Sunday. I got my tickets for Sunday. So
yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. And
good time.
I remember I took my youngest son a few years back, and he had to see Zach. So we camped out a couple of strategic places that I knew of to get very close, probably as close as we could get on the golf course. And his eyes just lit up, and just loved the fact that he got a chance to see him play that close.
Fun. Yeah, that is good. My favorite place is the practice range. I like to hang out at the practice range. I get to go inside the ropes, but I think I would hang out there anyway. Mm-hmm. You get to see the most swings, you know, how they like to get ready to play. And then after that, I'm with you. I'm more toward the end, the last three holes or so. I'll swing around
I got there early one time, early enough to find a good seat right behind the tee box so I could hear John Daly's drive. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Followed Michelle Wee around a couple of times when she was in the field.
Right.
Usually find Zach and follow him around a lot too. But Jordan Spieth followed him around a lot the last couple of years anyway. So.
Well, the thing about this particular tournament is, you've got you've got eight of the top 30 in the FedEx Cup. You've got major champions, but you also have the guys, you know, like a Brian Harman from a few years ago, mm-hmm. even Jordan Spieth from a few years ago. They're trying to win their first tournament.
Right.
And they're right at that, the breakthrough point. And this is kind of the tournament they can do that in, which is neat, which makes the John Deere, I think, unique in tournaments that are like that.
Right, right. And there's a couple of those. I think in the past, during the Masters, it was the event in Mississippi. I think it was the deposit guarantee. You know, so you have all the players going to the Masters, and then everybody else heading to Mississippi trying to, you know, eke their way in and keep their card longer because there weren't as many of the top players there.
Brian, do you think there's horses for courses? Because I think of Zach. Six top three finishes, mm-hmm. including a win. Steve Stricker winning multiple times. Is it because it's close to home, or they have an affinity for the course? You know, they always hear, this court suits my eye. You
know? I'd have to say it's all the above. Mm-hmm. You know, if they held an event at Plumtree National just outside of Chicagoland, I would go in a heartbeat because that place fits my eye. Mm. I've not finished worse than second on that golf course ever.
Wow.
And so there are courses for horses, no doubt about it. And in their cases, probably, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. If you have a question out there, if you'd like to, if you were at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic on Monday, you just want to comment on what you saw and how much fun you had, love to hear from you out there as well. And again, as 319-366-1600, as we kind of go through here with phones today, because we'll let you know if they get that text line taken care of nationally. We'll get it back up and running.
Rick, you and Scott saw the Ryder Cup out at Elmcrest. Mm-hmm. It was positioned by the Zach statue.
Mm-hmm. It's very
wee. I was struck by how small it was.
I did too, because I walked up and you said that's the Ryder Cup, and I went, really? Because it's
something you'd win in the Swan Invitational.
I mean, the size of it, I mean, it's beautiful.
They
but
call that the baby bleat, I believe.
One of the reasons I don't want to go on TV is because everything looks bigger on TV. I don't need that help. But I looked at that, and I went, when they hold that up at the tournament, it, you know, but it was still great to see it. Didn't Zach, you said Zach used it as a ball marker?
Yeah, he used it as a ball marker. On 18. That's funny. That's pretty cool. They all get to be with it for a week.
Yeah, so, he picked this week.
That was a perfect week. Yeah, that's a great week to pick.
Think about it. I mean, we've had the Green Jacket through town. We all got to hold the claret jug.
Yeah. Right.
And now we've had the Ryder Cup in town. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Hey, what else do you got?
We're waiting for the we're waiting for the Green Jacket, but he can't take that out now,
right?
Unless he wins again.
You know, the Wanamaker would be fun. That is big.
That is big. That's right. The biggest one as far as golf is concerned.
Right. So, Zach, we want to hold the Wanamaker.
Yes.
That's down in North Carolina this year, where they play the Wells Fargo. Right. Quail Hollow is hosting the PGA, and Birkdale will host the Open Championship. And the last time it was there, that was when, or I think two times ago, was when the world was introduced to Justin Rose as a teenager. I think he was 18, 19, something like that, and was in contention till the very end. So maybe this place owes him one. I don't know.
That'd be good.
It would be good. And Zach's very happy about the way he is playing. And he loves, he said it's his favorite type of golf to go over there and play Lynx golf.
Courses for horses.
Mm-hmm. Ah, maybe if he's going in there at about 55, 60 to 1. Hey, either one. Either one.
I'm thinking about that.
Either one. If you have a question, give us a call, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We're going to take a short break and come back with more Caddy Smack on this Wednesday. So stay with us. As we go to break, let's do this. Going to give you an opportunity. Thanks to Brian, we have another one of the PGA books. That has all kinds of great deals in it from the Iowa
use
PGA.
It. It's all over the state of Iowa, there's some great discounts in there. And if you don't have one, you can go on the Iowa PGA website and they have them available there. But for the nominal amount that they charge for the book, I think it retails at $45. And there's some coupons out there that you can find even for $35. But you're going to, in one round of golf, even at my own facility, you're going to save the cost of the book away.
It's fantastic. And thanks to all you and everybody, all the golf courses out there for helping out with that. It's a neat deal. So we're going to give you an opportunity to win that right now with caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Kyle is going to get your information. We'll get you set up with an Iowa PGA book. We'll take a break, come back with more Caddy Smack after this.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at kgymradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City, driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Visit lindertire.com for great tire and service specials.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Hey, congrats to Drew and Anamosa for calling and picking up the Iowa PGA book, and we'll see you on the golf course out there as you are out there playing. I wanted to get this out there. We played this on Monday, but also want to replay this today. One of the rising young stars in the PGA Tour is a left-hander out of the University of Georgia, has two wins, including this year's Wells Fargo that was played in Wilmington, North Carolina, instead of the usual Charlotte. Also was the co-leader going into the final round of the United States Open. And a left-hander, and probably only about 5'4", 5'5", out there. And that is Brian Harman. We had a chance to talk with him on Monday out at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic.
Well, what a year it's been for you. Getting the John Deere win a few years back, and then coming back and getting a win this year in the Wells Fargo, and then doing what you did at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, it's been a good year. Been working hard. It's nice to see some of the hard work starting to pay off a little bit.
Well, is there been one big difference this year, or something kick in, or what's it been?
No, just finally starting to get some of the things that I always work on, just starting to master them a little bit more. And it's always something, though. It's always a process. There's always something that's wrong, and you know, that's golf. It's always a struggle to you know, you're never perfect at it, for sure.
Well, you got a taste of what it's like playing in the final rounds of a championship like the U.S. Open. Take that and run with it now, right?
That's right. Yeah, just, you know, I had that experience, and that was great. I wish I could have won, but at the same time, you got to kind of put that kind of stuff to bed and keep moving forward. You know, I don't get to count any of those shots for the John Deere this week. So for me, I'm gonna go out and try to compete in that tournament.
John Deere is pretty special still for you, right?
Absolutely. It's where I got my first win. It's really where I got in contention for the first time. My rookie year, I played with Zach the last day when he won. So it's the first time I had a taste of someone winning a tournament on tour, and so for me, it's always been a real special place.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here and helping Zach out. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Whenever you know Zach asked me to play, I couldn't say yes fast enough. So it's a great organization, and Zach doesn't get enough credit for how important he is to this community and how good of a family man he is.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Brian Harmon from Monday out at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic, and it was great to talk with him and some of the other great golfers that were out there, as well as the celebrities as well. And,
finally, someone I can see eye to eye with.
You're taller than he is, man.
I like that.
It just shows you don't have to be, you know, 5'10", 5'11", and muscle bound.
Right?
He is very well put together, very athletic.
Right.
To a person during the U.S. Open, they were all saying that he was the most competitive guy and the best athlete on the golf team.
Yeah, we're going to see more of that. As the college players start advancing toward the PGA Tour, right now, currently, they are much faster, better athletes than the current PGA Tour players. You know, barring the four or five that we watch, you know, week in and week out, they're kind of in that same position. But the guys coming in are well ahead of the bottom half of the tour.
Yeah, you just don't see, we were talking during the break, about guys that are just not very tall, being very successful by and large on the tour, and slender, well put together. You know, there's exceptions like Craig Stadler, I suppose. But
it's not like that anymore. I mean, you don't see the Maltbys and the Stadlers and people like that. These guys are gym rats now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, the things that we understand is a little longer muscle is good, more like a swimmer. But a good size rear end, you know, your legs and butt need to be strong. And unless we watch Rory, you know, picking up the weights all the time doing squats. That's what they like to show on TV anyway. But that's what it is. And it's speed training.
Yeah.
So right now, if you have a junior golfer that says, you know, mom, dad, I want to play in the PGA Tour. It's speed training right now. You can't do enough speed training. You can really only teach speed up until about age 22 and then it's gone.
True.
And that's it.
Well, it must be clubhead speed more than anything. The guys that can generate and get that ball out there around 300 yards, even at 5'4", 5'6", 5'8", whatever it may be, it's not necessarily the arc or the swing. It just must be.
It's both, right? You need, I mean, arc obviously in physics is helpful. So you don't have to swing nearly as fast. If you have a larger arc, it's going to do some of the work for you. But in guys more my size or the, you know, the smaller players out there under 5'10", we'll call it, they're generating speed. You know, their arc isn't as large. And so they're working on speed every day.
And great short games, by and large.
And yeah, they all have that, right?
Yeah, that's second nature to them all. And what we got coming up on the big calendar around Eastern Iowa and around the state, any biggies?
Well, our PGA Section Championship comes up, and that's how Darren Fisher got into the John Deere this year. So that'll come up toward the end of this month, and that's always a fun event for all your golf professionals that you all see at your clubs in and around Iowa. So wish them luck, because that's probably one of our largest showings for the Iowa PGA players is our PGA Section Championship. So I ask them about it. It's fun. They like to talk about it. Not very often do I hear guests come in and asking about their golf professional going to an event or not. So ask them if they're going and encourage them to go if they're not. It's a fun event for us.
We're encouraging you to go.
I'm going to go. Yep. Davenport Country Club this year. So
oh,
I'm looking
great
forward
place.
To it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great
yep.
place. Great old venue.
Yeah.
Different. They don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah. Well, they just did a complete remodel a year ago. And so this is year two that they're after the remodel. I got to go out and play it for the pro-am that they had for the Boy Scouts. And I shot one under there, had a good round. In fact, like the young man that just holed out to win the playoff, I holed out on my last hole to get our team into the mm-hmm. second spot. So that was a lot of fun. But golf course is phenomenal. If you're looking for a country club in that area to join, that is a beautiful place.
Yeah, good one right there. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with Caddy Smack. Still a lot of golf to be had out there in the summer. And always appreciate you stopping by, Brian.
Yeah, thank you.
And have fun with all the guests down at Blue Top.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Rick, good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah. We'll make it out this weekend.
Absolutely.
Mark?
Checking the forecast.
Ah, yes. Mark's checking the forecast. Indeed. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about the state softball tournament. Jeff Linder will join us and we'll preview that. That'll be taking place in Fort Dodge at Harlan Rogers Park next week. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. You've been listening to the Caddy Smack program on The Gym Class.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the